This is Pastor Coble of the New Hope Apostolic Church located in the city of Bridgeport, Connecticut on 240 Fairfield Avenue, the second floor. We'd love to have you and your family to visit with us at any time. You can call us at area code 203-260-8940 or 203-870-5551. And today we're going to be dealing with the same topic that we were talking about on last Monday, and it's you make the choice. You make the choice. No one will decide for you whether you're going to spend eternal life with God and hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," but you're the only one that can make that decision whether your final destination will be heaven or it will be hell. You make the choice. God does not send anyone to hell. The Bible said hell was made for the devil and his angels. It wasn't made for man. But Jesus also said, if the blind be leaders of the blind, they're both going to fall in the ditch. It's the same with hell. If you're following someone or making bad decisions, then hell is where you're going. Hell is where I'm going if I make bad decisions. God does not send anyone to hell. God is just the judge. God just accommodates you for the decisions that you make. If you call a taxi, you tell that taxi where you want to go, and they will take you there. They did not make the decision. You made the decision, and they just accommodated you. The same with God. You make the decision, and God just accommodates you to get there. But it's always your decision. It is your choice. God will never take that from you. You are free agents. Even the angels in heaven were able to make choices. That's how some of them made the bad choice, the wrong choice, and they were cast out. So we have to make the right choices, and that's how mankind got in the predicament that we're in today, with sin dominating and destroying mankind, because the first man that was created made a bad choice. And it affected all of his offspring. It is still affecting the world today. It is affecting creation. All the things you see in the world today, the devastation, hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, all of that stuff, killings and murders, all that stuff comes from the effect. These are the effects from the choice that Adam made. God did not make Adam a sinner. He did not make Eve a sinner. They became sinners when they sinned and allowed evil to come in and their nature to be corrupted. And so they just pass it on to all of their offspring, which is every man, woman, boy, and girl. Everybody is born with a corrupt nature. Now that sweet little cute bundle of joy that comes into this world with a corrupt nature. And eventually, as that child begins to grow, you will see it will manifest itself that nature is there. When they begin to rebel against you, they begin to exercise their will against your will. They begin to lie. When you ask them that you do a certain thing and they say no, or you tell them not to do something and they rebel against you and they do it. That is that corrupt nature, contaminated nature, beginning to manifest itself. And no one taught this child how to lie, how to steal, how to cheat, fight. No one taught them that, how to rebel against you. It is in the nature, and it will always be in the nature, and it needs to be under control. And the only way that nature can be put under control is what Jesus said to Nicodemus in St. John chapter 3, that you must be born again, because that spirit we come here with is corrupt, and that spirit needs to be born again. The flesh is not born again. The spirit is born again, and the spirit will begin to act out the will of God through your soul, which is your mind and your emotion and your will. And it will act it out through your body. So then your body will begin to start to do the things that are pleasing to God once you are born again and yield to the Spirit of God that is in you through the power of the Holy Ghost. And that is what we need in our lives. But also, you must make the choice even to be born again. That is a choice. It is not automatic. It's a choice. It is a choice to be filled with the Holy Ghost. It is a choice to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. That's a choice. To be born again is a choice. And after that, you will still be making choices. You will still make choices to stay saved and to make choices that will still, because even after you are born again, you can still make bad choices. You can still go to hell. You can still lose out with God even after you are born again. There is no such thing as eternal security forever if you don't walk with God. Your security is you still have to maintain. You have to live holy. The Bible said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And so you have to walk and represent God according to God's character and not yours. And when you get out of the character of God, you misrepresent God. And you go back to your old ways of doing things the way you want to do it, then you misrepresent God and you can lose out with God. But let's go back to where it all started. As I said, God did not create Adam with sin in his nature. When God made Adam and he finished everything, he said it was very good. It means it was perfect. God made everything absolutely perfect. And he in Genesis 2 and starting at 15, we're just going to read that so you can get a feel of what we're talking about today. It says, "And the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it." He was to stand guard from anything that may come in as a bad or evil influence. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat." Look what God says to him. "Of every tree thou mayest freely eat." God is saying, I don't have a problem with you eating of any of these trees. Help yourself. Now, he had to make that decision if what tree he was going to eat from. But he also goes on to say in 17, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it." It was only one tree out of all the trees in the garden that Adam could not eat of that fruit. Only one. "For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Now God made it very clear. All the other trees, help yourself. But this one tree, the day if you eat of this one tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're going to die. Now it is your choice to exercise your freedom to do whatever you want. Now Adam was not a sinner at that time, but God had to allow him to be able to exercise his free will, which is a part of being a human being. If you're not able to exercise your free will and make your own choices, you are not a human being. You are something else. And this is the only way that God could be worshipped. The only way that God could be worshipped in heaven by the angels is they had to be able to exercise a free will. Anything other than that is not worship. Anything other than free, being free to love, is not love. And God wanted us to love him and to honor and obey him and praise and glorify him. And the only way we could do that, it had to be free. It could not be forced. It had to be free. And so the only way that Adam could exercise his will was to have a choice in some way, form, or fashion. And so that's why God fashioned the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, so that Adam could be able to make a choice as far as right or wrong. And so, but God said, but if you make the wrong choice, you shall surely die. Now, we know the story of Adam and the decision that he made, that when his wife took of the tree, of the fruit of the tree, and he gave it to him, and he ate, and their eyes were open, they knew they were naked, and they died. Now, not physically, but they died spiritually. And because Adam did not die physically, for he was 930 years old when he finally died. So we know Adam did not die physically that day. But at 930 years old, he died physically. He died spiritually. Then 930 years of age, he died physically, because he made a bad choice. There was also the tree of life. He could have chosen to eat from the tree of life. But the devil had been cast out of heaven at that time and had come down and was using the serpent, the most subtle, crafty, cunning animal that was at that time. And the devil knew that. And so the devil used the serpent to deceive Eve. The Bible says Eve was deceived. The woman was deceived, but the man was not deceived. So Adam was not deceived. He went into this with the commandment of God in his heart, and he still refused to keep it and rebelled against God and put mankind in the predicament that we are in today. Because of the choice that he made, we must learn to make good choices. The average adult makes 3,500 choices a day. And we make choices without really thinking about it. You just are making choices, constantly making choices. What you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. A lot of them may seem simple choices, but they're still choices that you're making every day. You make choices to love, to hate, where we're going to work, we're going to stand, if we're going to sit. It may seem to be simple choices, but they are choices. And you can make good choices, bad choices. Many people are making a lot of bad choices every day. Many people in prison are there because they made bad choices. Many people are dead because they made bad choices. The Bible says that a soft answer turned away wrath. That's a good choice, when you can give a soft answer and turn away the wrath. It may save your life. Many people may be dead right now because they did not give a soft answer. They answered roughly, and it cost them their life. You must make good choices. The better choices, even if in this life, the better choices, better lives. And then eventually it leads on to eternal life later. We live in a world filled with choices to make, and no one's going to make them for you. We live in a world where there's choices to make concerning evil and good. There are a lot of distractions in this world from doing what God would have you to do. There are a lot of attractions and distractions. There's free sex. There's porn sites. There's cheating in the marriages. There's agencies that you can join up with and cheat on your spouse. There's alcohol and drugs. You make a decision to drink or make a decision to do drugs. Go to the parties and clubbing and drinking and there's prostitution. There's a whole lot of things out there that is contrary to what God approves. It's contrary to the character of God. It's contrary to what God created us to be and to do. But He still allows us to make the choices, whether they're good or bad. But we must understand, and I think a lot of people do not understand, that all of your choices carry consequences, whether they are good consequences or bad consequences. You reap what you sow. If you sow the good, the consequences are you're going to reap the good, and vice versa about the bad. You sow the bad, good's not coming. You sow the bad, and the bad is coming. If you sow the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. It's going to come back much more than what you put out. If you sow one potato, you're going to get a bunch of potatoes. If you sow tomato seed, you're going to get a plant that keeps producing tomatoes. And so it is with decisions that you make may bring a lot more evil on you, and you maybe only did the one thing. Maybe you told a lie. And then there were many consequences that came from just telling that one lie. It destroyed your marriage. It destroyed your family. It destroyed your job. So it's best to just make the right choice and enjoy the good consequences from making better choices. And we do not live by situation ethics on a case-by-case basis. No, we should live by God's word. We should live by truth. We do not live depending on the situation that we're facing that we decide whether we're going to do what's right or wrong. That little white lie that you told for peace's sake is still a lie. It does not matter for what reason you told it. It is still a lie. And the Bible says all lies shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. He said, even those that maketh a lie, you may not tell the lie, but you can make a lie by the shaking of your head or your body movement can speak a language to tell a lie or to make a lie. But God is watching all lies, hearing all lies. So we must do the right thing at all times, regardless of the situation. The little green lies, white lies, lies for peace sake are still lies. So we have to make choices. We have to make good choices. And so it is up to you. You must make the choice. No one is making it for you. You must make the choice because you are the one who is going to have to suffer the consequences, whether they're good or bad. Good decisions will take you to heaven. Bad decisions will take you to hell. But they're your decisions. Make the right choice. May God bless you until next time. I'm sure we'll be coming back to this and visiting this again on next Monday. So may God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.